The top stories on ABC News. The Prime Minister has visited a military base in Tokyo with his Japanese counterpart, Shinzo Abe. Malcolm Turnbull is on a one-day visit to Japan, where he and Mr. Abe will discuss the conflict in North Korea. Mr. Turnbull has welcomed the Koreas coming together for the Winter Olympics, but says it's vital to keep pressure on the North to abandon its nuclear weapons program. The man accused of headbutting former Prime Minister Tony Abbott during a visit to Hobart last year has pleaded guilty. Tasmanian DJ Astrolabe has admitted to the charge of causing harm to a Commonwealth public official. The 38-year-old attacked Mr. Abbott last September. Serbian police say they've arrested three Australians suspected of being part of an international drug smuggling group. Police say the men are linked to the discovery of more than 1.2 tonnes of cocaine worth around $500 million that was seized last April on board a Chinese boat that docked in Sydney. The unemployment rate inched up in the final month of 2017 as more people looked for work. The jobless rate rose slightly to 5.5%, while the participation rate increased to 65.7%. Nearly 35,000 jobs were added in the month, beating economic expectations.